And good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Elodie Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing to you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Today is Tuesday, January 30th, 2018. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon. You know, it's really a sad statement today, Melody. My little brother turned 68 today.
Yes.
Well, that's a sad statement, isn't it, about me? It's a sad statement. He turned 68, so you have to guess I'm a little bit older than that.
Yes. Yeah, I know. Well, you know what? During right before the program, we were talking about how Butch and I, we've been around for so long in this venue, and, you know, we're just a couple of old dogs, and we see through all these follies. So, you know, I guess in some way it's a privilege. And, of course, yeah. In other ways, it's it just gives away our age.
Well, you know, we've been down a lot of rabbit trails. We truly have. And I've seen a lot of them, and I've seen a lot of friends get hurt by them. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm very cautious when I hear certain things. And as I always say, though, time will tell. If I'm wrong, then I'll be glad to be wrong on some issues. But I'm not saying this to brag, Melly, but I'm usually not wrong because I've had a lot of experience over the years.
And it's the same thing with me when it comes to gold and silver, when it comes to these financial markets. You can hear all these so-called smart people and these so-called experts, but they're reporting, many of them are reporting based on, you know, mainstream media charts and figures and things like that. And I'm rarely wrong when it comes to the markets and the gold and silver. So now that we've patted ourselves on the back, let's go ahead and let's just see what gold and silver has done today. Oh, and I do want to tell the listeners, we do have a special guest today. We have Greg Hunter joining us from USAWatchdog.com. He'll be joining us. And so let's get right to the market report with gold today. You know, it struggled to try to be higher today. Right now we're hovering down about a buck for the day at $1,340. Silver is down 2 cents today at 17.21. Platinum was down $10 at 1,000. And palladium is the one that got hit hard, down $31, almost 3% at 1,059. The USDX today was trading weaker, down 0.20 at 89.16. Crude oil was down 107 at 64.49. And I think the reason just gold and silver was down is just because the sector was down with those big numbers from palladium and platinum. So we'll see if it doesn't rejoin the upticks tomorrow. But you know what? We'll just have to wait and see. And I did lose my paper markets today. The Dow was down at one point in time, down 400 points. They did bring it back in this last hour, but it was still down over 300 points, 307, a little over 1%, at 26,131. The NASDAQ was down 64 points, less than 1%, at 7,402. And the S&P was also down a little over 1% at 31 points, at 2,822. The 10-year yield is up 2.73%. 2.73%, up 0.03. European and Asian markets were all down over 1%. Japan was down 1.5%. And the Fear and Greed Index is beginning to move back down more to the neutral territory at this point in time. Bitcoin got hit today, down 10% at 9,997, broke that 10,000 level. So it's kind of interesting. That's following the stock market. And maybe today it seemed everything followed the stock market. There was a lot of downs. There's a lot of discussions that some of these, you know, the big numbers that dropped, and they're kind of blaming Bezos, and they're blaming a couple of other characters that they're looking to get into the healthcare business for their employees. And they said that a lot of the healthcare stocks got hit because of that. But yet the health services, that was up today. Technology services was higher today. So there was both some greens and some reds in the various sector performances. The one that got hit the most was the energy minerals and consumer non-durables. So, you know, it's is this going to be a 1 or 2 day wonder? Yesterday we were down 177 points. And so you know, 500 points for 2 days. We'll see if this carries through, or is this just a some sort of butch, some sort of
a blip.
Welcome to blip and a welcome to the speech tonight with Trump, the State of the Union. They couldn't have record highs.
I'm actually, what are you going to say?
I am too.
Now I'll be on the air when it's live, but I intend to record it and watch it. I've heard both ways by tonight. Only I'll know after it's over with. I've heard reports where he said in Davos some favorable, some not favorable. I did like some of the things he said. Some things I don't know, but we will have to see. It's interesting times. I do believe in the future. From all reports I've had, and both we'll say positive and negative sides, both of them are intriguing. But only time will tell what it's going to be.
Yes. And, Butch, we have Greg Hunter standing by, and I believe all our listeners know Greg is
great.
The producer. Yeah, Greg is a producer and creator of Greg Hunter's USAWatchdog.com. Good afternoon, Greg. Welcome to the program. We love having you here.
I love being here, Melody, and hello, Butch. You're new on the air, but not new on the air. Does that make sense?
No. I'm Melody's whipping boy here, so yeah, for a while. But yeah, good talk to you, Greg.
Good to be here. Thanks for y'all. Good to be on here. Really appreciate it.
And what do you have? What would you like to share with the listeners today, Greg?
Well, I don't know. I mean, just unbelievable times. I mean. You know, my thing is the media. I worked for I worked in the House of Evil. That's what, let's just call it that, at ABC and CNN. And when I was there, we actually tried to do the news. I think that's why I was hired, and I did investigative stuff. And you know, today USA Today, the Nation's News. They had to rename it the Nation's Propaganda. Nothing about this memo, and it's not a memo like a little memo. It's a memo that lays out massive amount of people involved in fraud on the FISA court using a document paid for by Hillary Clinton, who took over the DNC in 2016 for $20 million, according to Donna Brazil, the former interim head of the Democratic National Committee. So how this isn't a top story, but what is the top story? Afghan militants show brutal resilience. Yeah, I care about that. Horror, that's been going on for, 15 years. Horror of opioid abuse begins with a pill bottle. Yeah, that's not new news either. State of the Union comes at crossroads. Yeah, really? How about the crossroads of this memo, which they don't mention? And they have yet to mention that Hillary Clinton and the DNC, and this is a fact, this isn't what I think, paid for this so-called PP dossier, this dossier where Donald Trump was urinating on the beds with hookers in Moscow, supposedly, in Russia, which is totally fabricated, 100% false, and used by the FBI and approved by the DOJ after. Now, listen to this. This is a key point. Why did they use that? Why did they feel like they had to use that at the FISA court? Don't they rubber stamp everything? No. They tried to get a warrant to a wiretap through the FISA court, and they said, get out of here. We're not going to get you a wiretap and surveil and spy on an incoming president, his campaign, then afterwards his incoming administration. We're not going to let you do that. Oh, okay. So they dressed up this dossier, quote unquote, as actual intelligence when it was opposition research, and pretty bad opposition research. And the only people colluding with the Russians, man, I'm going on, but I got to. The only people colluding with the Russians were the FBI, the DOJ, through this phony dossier paid for by Hillary Clinton and the DNC that was done by a foreign agent. His name is Steele, and he got the information from, ta-da, Russia. Can't make it up. Well, so what's going on? All this is coming out, and a lot of people, and now Ray, the FBI, new FBI director, that's spelled W-R-A-Y, is, more heads will roll. Really? More heads will roll? This absolutely makes Watergate look like a squirt gun fight. It's unbelievable, and this is the tip of the iceberg.
Why did McCabe step...
What do you expect to happen with this?
What do you think will happen with this? Well... Let's back up.
I mean, who's going to go down with it?
By lots of people. I would say I mean, just a few of the names on the inner periphery right this minute. McCabe's already been forced out, and he did not resign. He was forced out. McCabe, Rosenstein, Strzok, Page, the attorney. Strzok was the top intelligence person at the FBI, and he ran the investigation on Hillary Clinton, the phony investigation. He was running the phony investigation that Mueller is running on the other side until July, until you know, until he was kicked, bounced out for you know, the discovery of all these text messages, which they've only given a small slice of these messages. They've only given a small slice, and forget about the bias. It's this is sedition. This is treason. This is an act against the Constitution, against a duly elected president. This is making up a phony investigation to try to get him impeached after you already exonerated the other candidate with a phony executive, investigation. Obviously, and this is not according to just me. This is Joe DiGenova, the famed federal prosecutor. Joe DiGenova said it was a Potomkin village, the investigation, a phony, false investigation into Hillary Clinton. And I'll get into more about why that happened in a minute. It was just about Hillary. But what do I think is going to happen? You look at Loretta Lynch. You look at Derek Holder. You look at Strzok, Page, Rosenstein, McCabe, who just Andrew McCabe, who was the number two. And you got some pretty high-ranking people. And this is just on this periphery. And then you have all this this phony in the Pfizer warrant and all this unmasking, which was laid out in the Edward Klein book, All Out War Against Donald Trump. And I had him on as a guest. And he said this plan was hatched in the White House at dinner with Barack Obama present to unmask all this intelligence that they used. Remember, let's get back to they used a phony dossier paid for by Hillary Clinton to get a FISA wiretap warrant after they were turned down by the FISA court. Keep that in mind. Why did they use this? Because even the FISA court, which only declines a dozen requests a year out of hundreds, maybe thousands, they declined this request. They get out of here. You can't surveil Donald Trump. You can't request her. You have to have probable cause. They used this FISA. They used this dossier for probable cause. You think that makes Watergate look like a squirt gun fight? I mean, when Nixon said, you remember this, when Nixon said, I'm not a crook, and everybody laughed at him? We should be apologizing to the Nixon family because he's not a crook. And let me tell you why. There was never a national security issue. Never. You think there was a national security issue with Hillary Clinton and unmasking all these people and this sedition and this trying to get impeached a president, a sitting president, duly elected president of the United States, Donald Trump? Whether you like him or not, he was duly elected. He won by a dang large margin, even with all the cheating that the Democrats say they don't do. And that is that on a threat against the Republic? Yes. Yes.
That's amazing. Do you think Hillary will go down with this?
Yes, and I'll tell you what they were doing. Here's why they were protecting Hillary, because I think the real reason, what they were really doing was protecting Obama. And they were forced into protecting Hillary to protect Obama. Why do I say that? Remember, I don't know, Melody, you remember months ago I said Obama was a corresponding with Hillary Clinton's server back in the her days as a attorney, as a Secretary of State?
Yes, yes.
Using a non-government email account. Remember I brought that up?
Yes.
Did you remember that?
Yes.
Hey, guess what? That happened. So he knew it. And none of this could happen without his approval, and they hatched the unmasking plan because they already had the FISA warrant to get the bogus intelligence and use and weaponize our intelligence, and they were turned down, and this is really important, they were turned down the first time by the FISA court.
Wow.
And so they had the warrants, and they had the plan, and they hatched it in the White House, and that was in front of Barack Obama. This goes all the way to the top. They were protecting Hillary, I think, to protect Barack Obama. And you know, Hillary is like a little weasel with about 25 grenades hanging on her. and she's got one string that'll pull the pin on all of them. But I think that's not going to help her. I mean, she knows where the bodies are buried. There are reports saying that she was so upset after the Matt Lauer interview about why doesn't your private server disqualify you. Remember that? Where he actually functioned as a journalist and actually asked her some hard questions. She was... And she went, nutty cuckoo time. It said that we would all hang if he gets elected. Well, let's take a look at how, if the swamp is this deep, who would you need on your side? If you could take any branch of government, who would you get to be on your side? If I was president, who would you get to be on your side? Who's the biggest, baddest boy on the block? Of all the government people, who's the biggest, baddest boy on the block?
Good question, Mel. You want to take a stab at that?
No, I don't.
That'd be the Pentagon.
I was going to say the military.
Yeah. That'd be the Pentagon.
Military,
who
was, I was going to say, yes.
Who was Trump's national security advisor before he was fired?
Oh, yeah, General...
General...
I'm sorry, my mind's going blank on that one, but yeah.
Not right. Flynn.
Yeah, General Flynn.
Yeah, Flynn, that's
Flynn.
It, yes.
General
yes.
Flynn, he was the head of the DIA. Defense Intelligence Agency? Ooh, that'd be the Pentagon. So who's got tanks and troops and missiles and their own intelligence and arms?
Are you suggesting, Greg, possibly a military tribunal of some type?
Yes, I am, and that's who he's got in his corner, because he could not make it this far without somebody very powerful behind him. That'd be the military. Ever been in the Pentagon?
Never have been Pentagon.
You could drive a car around the Pentagon, probably if there's no people there now, wouldn't do anything dangerous. But seriously, it's so wide, it's so big, you could drive a car probably 40 miles an hour around the Pentagon.
Wow.
That's how big it is. And that's the power of this country. And people, they're going to do the same thing to him as they did to Kennedy. No, stop. You're making me laugh. Because the Pentagon wasn't for Kennedy after the Bay of Pigs, but they sure are for Trump.
So you're saying that the Pentagon, from which Flynn...
Yes.
So Flynn is actually doing a double... Is being a double...
Flynn is in Trump's corner. There's a reason. Listen, Donald Trump is not a dumb man. He didn't walk in and go, Shazam, golly, I didn't know it was this bad. He knew it was this bad, and he had a plan.
So Flynn is in there getting details.
Flynn is the head of the DIA. That's who he had as his guy.
Wow.
And let me tell you, if you were going to go after the military tribunal, so what would be the two agencies? You'd really have to clean house first in. Where would you start if you were going to have to go after all this swamp stuff? Where would you,
we're
what would you have
here.
To
we're,
do?
We're going to the break,
hey,
Greg.
Hold on,
we're
Greg.
Break,
answer
Greg.
That
Don't
question.
Go away.
Hold on. We're going into a break. We'll be right back, folks.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk Radio. TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul. And our special guest today is Greg Hunter of USAWatchdog.com. Please go to the website, USAWatchdog.com. Just some tremendous videos, interviews from Greg. You just do a wonderful job, and I can't thank you enough for sharing your information with us on a regular basis, and particularly now, as we're talking about these memos that are about to be released. And we live in interesting
times. This memo is a combination of all this intel, and this is on just this is just a phony FISA warrant. This is just a phony application to the FISA court. Everybody involved with that should be in jail for, I don't know, a good 10 years. They went after an incoming president. Do you, you know, and I want to tell you that when someone, when Nixon's, I'm not a crook. He wasn't a crook, actually. He was paranoid because they basically jacked him out of the his rightful winning the presidency in 1960, Kennedy. And this is well done in Chicago and in West Virginia. They well documented that they swayed it, but Nixon shut his mouth and said it's not good for the country, and they let it go. And, you know, there was all kinds of, you know, fun, and I like Kennedy. You know, listen, I'm Catholic. I was Catholic at the time. But this thing about how, oh, they're going to Kennedy. No, they're not. Oh, no, they're not. Oh, no, they're not. No, they're not.
Okay,
he's the best protected
Greg,
president in the history of the country.
What do you foresee happening, oh, say, through the month of February with all this information coming out?
Well, so let's say you have to, this is going to be a process, folks. This isn't going to be a one and done. It ain't going to be. The first thing you'd have to do if you're going to prosecute massive amounts of crime is you got to clean up the FBI. And you got to clean up the Justice Department. That's all there's to it. And these people committed crimes, and they need to be prosecuted. That's the first thing you'd have to do. You would have to do that. I mean, Ray, FBI Director Ray, the new one, W-R-A-Y, Ray, says that you know, more heads will roll. That this and the mainstream media, like at USA Today today, they go to number page 3. They got this other stupid stuff. You wonder why they're imploding the nation's news, the nation's propaganda. Page 3, and they must have sat down and had meetings about this. FBI McCabe, a frequent Trump target, resigns. I don't remember any target. I don't remember him going after the number 2 anywhere. I don't remember that.
No, I don't either. I don't
he
either.
Resigned. Mm-hmm. He didn't resign. He was forced out by, and this is according to a lot of reporting by Ray, who read the dossier, read the memo, and it now says more heads will roll. And what they're trying to make this out, I mean, they had to work on this. This is just a bunch of crazy Republicans trying to cover the president. No. They won't bring up the phony investigation of Hillary Clinton. And basically, not just to cover her, a supposed shoe-in president, which, remember, Melody, how many times I said she would never be president? Remember how many times on your show I said she'd never be president?
Yep.
Do you know how much crap I got from that? Oh, ridiculed. I was ridiculed. And so the question I asked you before the break was, what would you have to clean up? Oh, well, number 1 and number 2, take your pick in order. I would say probably number 1, the Justice Department, because they oversee
the DOJ,
the FBI.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely, yes.
They would have to be the DOJ, and then that'd have to be the FBI. And you got to be careful, because there's dozens of people that did this. What happened, and now we have McCabe supposedly getting FBI agents, they call it a 302, changing their documentation. You know, they exonerated Hillary Clinton. Kobe oversaw the destruction. He gave, remember he gave all the exemptions from prosecution? immunity. And yes. they took their laptops and destroyed them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, they didn't prosecute her over the 33,000 emails that were under subpoena from Congress, and then she used bleach bit. This is a fact, folks. So you're telling me that's a real investigation? Please stop. Stop. And who they were really covering was, I think, Barack Obama. You're going to find this out now, not next week, not the week after. Not the week after that. You're going to find out it went all the way to the top. This is what Ed Klein said in All Out War. And last I checked, he didn't retract that. He even gave a date, December 16th, at a dinner party. So they had already gotten the phony FISA application done with the phony dossier that the fake investigators at the FBI and the fake prosecutors at the DOJ were putting together so they could surveil a duly elected presidential campaign and a president-elect and his incoming administration. That's a fact, folks. That's a fact. Mainstream media is not going to cover that, which is going to kill them.
Well, how is this going to play?
How do you think? Go ahead.
How is this going to play out?
A lot of people are going to go to jail. One of my guests, Mark Taylor, says they're going to have to be. He said this over a year ago. The date, actually, when Trump was elected, he says, "I keep getting the idea we're going to have like military tribunals, military-style tribunals."
When will they start playing out in front of the people? I mean, when will we start seeing that actually happen on the news?
Well, I mean, the mainstream media is trying to spin this in a completely different direction, which is evil.
Right.
They're propaganda. They're not media. So, you know, I heard Howard Kurtzall talking about, you know, the Trump's bad relationship with the media. No, stop it. Don't even tell me they're a press. I used to work in their houses. I know how it's done. That's not the press. You know, they pass off op-ed pieces as, which is the one in the newspaper, basically, is an op-ed piece. FBI's McCabe, a frequent Trump target, resigns. That's a false statement right there. He did not resign. He was forced out by William Wray, the new FBI director, after reading this four-page memo that categorizes and basically puts together all the evidence that they have with names and players in a four-page condensed memo. And more heads will roll, according to Ray. So they got that wrong. This is an op-ed piece that they're passing off as some sort of idea that, oh, it's Donald Trump's just going to get rid of all these because he doesn't like the Russia investigation. They won't even tell you that the FISA warrant was, you're going to find this out in this memo, but this is widely reported by people at The Hill and people at Circuit.com and others that, and actually months ago by Circuit.com, I'm pretty sure, and that they used this dossier to secure a FISA warrant. And remember, I'm going to say it again, they were turned down by the FISA court the first time, so they felt they had to use this. So that was, if they didn't have this dossier, they wouldn't have got a warrant to wiretap Trump Tower exactly what he said was going on.
Well, you know, I don't mean keeping up to you, because this is getting, I won't say better and better, but anyway, with all this coming about, they can't drag it out forever. They're going to make a move and make it go quickly. They can't just take one down this month and one down next year. What's timetable for this?
Well, you know, I don't know what the timetable is, but I would say this, okay? Let's go back to the order that nobody said anything about, even though they were sitting in the press room, and it was an order. It's on WhiteHouse.gov. This is not a phony order. This is a real order. You can read for yourself. And it's the executive order blocking the property of persons involved in serious human rights abuse or corruption. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's just read a little bit of this right here. I, Donald Trump, he puts this thing out. This is an executive order. I therefore determine that serious human rights abuse and corruption around the world, that's not worthy of a question when you had Steve Mnuchin, who's named in this as the two top entities involved in this would be the Justice Department and the Treasury Department because they control the SWIFT system. I'm just going to read this one thing. I determine that serious human rights and corruption around the world, corruption would constitute an unusual, extraordinary threat to national security. Wait a minute. Whoa. Excuse me. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, would you tell me about the extraordinary threat to national security named in the 12-21-17 executive order just before Christmas? hereby the foreign policy and the threat to national security, foreign policy, and listen to this, folks, the economy of the United States, and I hereby declare a national emergency to deal with the threat. Back to your question, Butch, what's the timetable? Well, I'd say it's right now, because we're under a national security threat and a national emergency to deal with the threat.
Wow.
This was an interesting word you can read for yourself.
I've had reports coming in from other sources, and I have to say that you're doing a fantastic job and built a lot of them, that they think February will be the main thrust of this takedown of what's going on.
Why was it a priority for Donald Trump? This is all stated stuff that happened. This is real stuff that happened. A record-setting a time for a president in first year of office for seating federal judges. A bunch of court cases coming in?
Sounds good to me.
Well, who knows, but here we go. And I'm going to just go section one. Okay?
Okay.
Section 1, I'm going to read a couple of highlights from this. This is Section 1. You can read this for yourself on whitehouse.gov. Presidential actions, executive order blocking property. Oh, I mean, he's going to confiscate property. That's why the Treasury's involved. All property and interest in property that are in the United States and hereafter come within the United States, or that are hereafter come within the possession or control of any United States person of the following persons, are blocked and may be transferred, paid, exported, withdrawn, or otherwise dealt in persons listed in this addicts order, and other persons, are 13 people listed, but according to Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer, a top one, one of his duties was to protect the CIA director, and you have to have a high security clearance to do that. Said, "Oh no, this is inside the United States because they already passed legislation, and outside the United States, and the 13 people aren't just the 13 people; it's anybody." And this is any foreign person determined by the Secretary of the Treasury. Ooh, the Secretary of Treasury, not the Attorney General. Any foreign person by the Secretary of Treasury, that'd be Steve Mnuchin, in consultation with the Secretary of State and Attorney General. They're going to go after foreigners that have grafted money for fraud and crime and corruption and human trafficking. And Schiff said, well, you know, the human trafficking may be even bigger than the drug trade. I said, really? How is that?
I always
said,
that.
Well, you know, you get some coke and you snort up an 8-ball, and that's it, it's gone. You get a child and you can pass them around for weeks, months, years, I don't know, which is gross. Or you get a human being and you could pass them around to do all kinds of evil stuff, which is more gross. These people ought to be in prison for the rest of their lives for doing stuff like that. Any foreign person determined by the Secretary of Treasury in consultation with the Secretary of State and the Attorney General. Now listen to this, folks. Corruption, including the misappropriation of state assets. Oh, you mean like Uranium One, like Yellowcake being transferred out of the country? You mean like that? The expropriation of private assets for personal gain. You mean like a phony charity? The corruption related to government contracts. You mean like the missing $21 trillion out of just the Department of Defense and the Department of Housing and Urban Development alone? Or the extraction of natural resources back to Uranium One? Or bribery. You mean like nine people paying $145 million who are associated with Uranium One that gave quote-unquote donations to the Clinton Foundation of $145 million? You mean like that? I don't know. Call me crazy. This is in the executive order, folks, and according to Shipp, the former CIA officer, whistleblower, he said this is the biggest criminal proceeding that the United States has ever taken on in history, because it's inside and outside the country. It's global.
So what happened? Wow. I mean, what happens? What is the fallout? What is the collateral damage? I mean, the whole system would have to explode under something like this.
Maybe there might be. Listen, I've had him on because when he first said this, I thought, "What? What are you talking about? Military tribunals? You're going to have to be careful; they don't take down the whole system." What are you? Excuse me. What, Mark Taylor?
Mm-hmm.
What? This whole thing could come down. Do you think that the Hillary Clinton could have a, according to Charles Ortel, he says he's a guest that I've had on who does work. He's been an expert on the Clinton Foundation and also does workups for Wall Street to examine companies where somebody might buy, you know, millions of dollars of stock, and they want to make sure they don't plunk money down this, because they're not day trading. They're investing money for the long term. And if you have millions or billions, you want to make sure that you can do a readout on a company to make sure they don't have too much debt or they're not Lucent, you know, funding their own sales, that kind of stuff. That's what Lucent did, incidentally. Anyway, so he says the Clinton Foundation, nothing is $2 billion on its face. Well, you know, I've heard two numbers, but at least $4 billion, maybe $8 billion they collected in the wake of the Haiti earthquakes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
How much money did they get of that? The Haitians, not that much, according to many. What a ripoff. And then you don't have multi-billion dollar frauds. And the Republicans on the other side of the aisle, along with the Democrats, don't say a word? Really?
Yeah.
That's too stupid to be stupid. So how big is the corruption? Big. How many people in Washington, D.C. voted for Hillary Clinton? 94%. 94% voted for what I think is a criminal. She had multiple servers unprotected. I mean, like a screen door on the front of your house with not even a latch. Multiple servers, and I say plural, unprotected to hide the fact she was taking treasonous bribes through a global charity fraud called the Clinton Foundation. Boom, I said it. That's it. That's what happened.
Well, this could open up a lot of vacant seats in government that may have to be replaced somehow.
You think?
Yes. Yes, I think.
They open up a lot of vacancies in the mainstream media when they are just... Will you wait? The mainstream media is going to have another round of massive layoffs. They are destroying themselves, and people know the truth when they hear it, and they're not hearing it from the mainstream press. This was run by who? Democrats. And I got to tell you, there's plenty of Democrats and plenty of Republicans along with them that knew this fraud has been going on. This is treason, sedition, fraud... bribery taking. Robert Mueller knew that there was espionage, racketeering, extortion, bribery going on with the getting 20% of America's uranium removed from U.S. hands and given to Russian hands. He knew this, and he let the deal go through. Robert Mueller, the investigator for the phony Trump collusion.
Well, let me ask you this. Why can't a deal be made? Why can't a deal be made saying, get rid of Mueller, get rid of all of this, we'll keep quiet about this and that. They all shake hands and, you know, they find a scapegoat. They'll find a scapegoat or two. That's how business is usually done in D.C. Hold on. We'll talk about that when we come back from our break. Please stay tuned. Just one more time.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And thank you once again for joining us. We're in the last segment of the program today, and we are joined with Greg Hunter today of USAWatchdog.com. Please make sure you visit his website, support his website. He does a tremendous job in bringing the facts, something that you won't hear anywhere else on, certainly not mainstream media. So we do so appreciate Greg Hunter and all the hard work that he does. And going into the break, I was bringing up about a deal, and during the break you said this is a fight to the death.
No, it can't be a deal. This is not a little let's play nice thing. No. They have tried to knock him off, impeach him, lie, cheat, steal. You realize that they couldn't get anything on him, so they, to impeach him, did he live an impure life, before you were president? Was he dating hot women, and was he rich? Sure, yeah, uh-huh, yeah. But he knows all about the swamp because he bribed them all.
Yeah.
And he can't let these guys live to take him down later. That ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
He tried, I'm going to play nice, and they didn't. They are going after him because they know that he can. They know he's not going to let them live. He's going to, and I want to say let them live, I mean financially he's going to destroy them.
Right.
No, he went to Davos, and, Davos. Yeah, okay. Yeah, let's talk about Davos. Yeah. Hey, George Soros, do you have nuclear weapons at your disposal where somebody runs around after you with a little suitcase? Do you have a Navy, a Marine Corps, an Army, and an Air Force at your disposal? Do you have defense intelligence and a big, pentagonal building that you have all kinds of assets in? Do you have that, Georgie? You weasel. Yeah, you don't.
Well,
and
it's going to be interesting to say the least. And over the next couple of 3 weeks, through February, I'm anxious to see what happens. I really am, Greg. I mean, this could bring down a lot of people very quickly. And again,
sections of the government could go down. I mean, you got to be careful. We already have a sell-off in the stock market. We have a dollar that has gone down from, beginning of 2017, gone down about 14 points. It was at 103 on the U.S. dollar
103.
Index, which is, and now it's 89 and small change. So we're about 14 points down. And so, we had six people, and you're interested in this, Melody, of the six people from three big banks, I think Citi, UBS, and somebody else, got arrested for, spoofing the gold market.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday,
Yeah, I haven't heard of them arresting that many people at one shot. And I just had Bill Holter on. He says, I don't think they're really serious. It's a $45 million fine and some, possible jail time for some of these people. But that's kind of small potatoes, really. They made more than $45 million. I said, yeah, but, I've never heard of them going after this many banks at one shot. And are they sending a signal that, hey, knock it off, we want it to go the other way? I don't know. This is the weirdest thing. Housing prices are what? And you just saw reportedly at all-time highs, and interest rates are at top three-year highs. We have a rising global interest rate environment. There's all these derivatives. There's all this stuff out there. Nobody is doing any risk profile. Everybody's just like, woohoo, look at my 401k. And I hate it whenever I hear anybody in the Trump administration brag on that, because that could go poof in a real short amount of time. Now, do I think Donald Trump's good for the economy? You betcha. Do I think he's going to try to make us energy independent? Yes, you betcha, because, our currency really would have a floor under it if, they're energy independent or they're energy exporters. Holy cow. So there's a limit to how far our dollar would go down. We'd have a way to pay back some debt. Is some of it going to get written off? I think so. I don't know exactly how it's going to go down, but the debt, something's going to have to happen to the debt for America to get out from under this ball of junk that's been heaped on us by these evil swamp creatures that don't care about America. They just care about lining their pockets. They care about their new world order. They care about the Luciferian garbage. They care about baby sacrifices to Baal. And Hillary Clinton certainly was that candidate. She's a pro-abortion candidate, and let's call it what it is. Forget this choice. Let's call it what it really is. The Democrats are Marxists, New World Order globalists. They're communists. Let's call. Listen, they don't have any. Have you heard a single idea that would propel America forward other than let's bring in a bunch of foreigners? Have you heard a single idea? Give me one.
When all this comes together, this could really, literally, not talk. This maybe sound like small potatoes compared to what we're talking about, but this could literally shake the economic world, not to mention the United States economics. This could really knock the props out on a lot of things for a while. This could hurt a lot for a little while.
Well, listen. This is a fight. This is an unbelievable fight. I'm not sure Jeff Sessions is the guy to be the Attorney General.
Mm-mm.
I hope he is. But he came in, and I'm going to recuse myself with it. Well, get out of the way, then. You let somebody else do it. I mean, you know, I'm going to recuse myself. I think you should go in now at this point and say, you know, you got this whole investigation started with a phony FISA application, a fraud on the cart. I'm done with the recusing myself. I'm not recusing myself from what is a bogus investigation. And it's supposed to look for a crime. And what did Rob Rosenstein do? He left it wide open. You're supposed to look for a crime of obstruction of justice or collusion or what? No, it's just wide open. It's just whatever you want, whatever you want to do. That's just a fishing witch hunt expedition. That's not what the special counsel is supposed to do.
Wow.
And I think it's the whole thing was started on a completely bogus application of intelligence with using a phony, you know, this dossier paid for by Hillary Clinton. Let's come back to that. Hello, that's how they got it after they were turned down the first time.
You know, one thing would give me great pleasure, and I'm sure we're melding you also, that to watch the phony news media go down like a ton of bricks, watch their what little bit of credibility have left knocked out from under them, and destroy them as any
it's
type
propaganda.
Of news media at all. It is propaganda.
It's not the news media.
I would love to see. I love to see them taken down. I really would, because they've been lying to the public for so long, and the professionals at it, and I'm anxious to see them go down.
Lying to the public and their professionals at it. I like that. You're correct. They must have sat long and hard on some meeting at the USA Today to figure out how are they going to spin this release of this four-page memo that categorized all the months and months of work at the House committee to release this memo about this fraud. And all the people involved, but just in this fraud. I mean, just in this fraud, not all the other frauds.
Well, this just tipped the iceberg, is it not? This just tipped the iceberg.
It is. It is, and there is going to be a lot of people that go down. I mean, there's a lot of people probably at the at levels higher than captain, major, other not major in military, but I mean, there's going to be other people, department heads that saw this going on and didn't say anything.
Well,
were complicit.
The Clintons have to see this, along with others, influence. What do you see them doing to try to escape this?
Who are we talking about?
The
evil
Clintons,
people,
for example.
They may have a false flag. They may try to take down. Let's just go back to the executive order. Let's just go back here to the executive order, and let's just read this again, because I want people to be anchored in some analysis that has some sort of real world support to it. All right, and I just want to go back to the. I got to pull it up on my computer again. It's the. Hold on, let me go down here. I'm gonna find it here just in a second.
Why are you looking that up?
I got it right here. Let's go back.
Okay.
So what do I think is going to happen? What could they do? Well, again. Again, let's just say the United States seeks to impose tangible and significant consequences to those who commit serious human rights or engage in corruption, as well as protect the financial system of the United States from abuse by these same persons. Protect the financial system of the United States from abuse by these same persons. So we're talking about an executive order for blocking the personal property, blocking the property of persons involved in serious human rights abuse, or, not combined, not and, or corruption. Ooh, that's a big window. Corruption.
Yes, it is.
So what might they do? Cause a financial meltdown? Maybe. Maybe. But here's the problem with the financial meltdown. Go ahead.
Now, you mentioned a false flag.
Well, yeah.
Sorry. You mentioned a false flag. What was Hawaii perhaps a derailed false flag?
Was it really a missile launch?
Perhaps
supposedly Dave Janda, who has excellent sources, says it was a missile shot from a rogue Chinese submarine, and the Chinese themselves destroyed the submarine. And then there's all kinds of reports of explosions from tourists in multiple, like 20, 24, like a couple of dozen, that they snuffed out on local TV, and they just pulled it off the air. So, I don't know. But what could they do? A financial meltdown? Here's the problem with the elites in the financial meltdown. Let's take a look at this. Do you have bonds, Bush? Do you have bonds?
No, not locally here.
Melody, how about you? Do you have bonds?
No, I don't.
Okay, so if you're a rich person, I got this from Martin Armstrong. Let's keep this in mind. So if you're a rich person, can you take your $3, $4, $5, $6, $7 billion? Can you take your $100 million? Can you take your $10 million to a bank and get an FDIC insurance policy of $250,000? Can you do that? Mm-hmm. Will you feel safe doing that?
No.
Follow me.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're rich and so where would you put your cash? You would be in the most liquid, and today it still is, the most liquid bond market in the world, US Treasuries. Why is the full faith and credit of the US Treasuries? How about corporate bonds where you can, go take the assets of some company if they default? So who has bonds? Rich people. Who was going to get hurt in 2008? Oh, rich people! But Warren Buffett wasn't going to. He would have been that babbling idiot. Needed a government bailout in multiple companies in the Berkshire Hathaway Fund. Otherwise, he'd have been retired already as a complete buffoon, ignoramus, and he still is a buffoon and ignoramus, in my humble opinion, constitutionally protected First Amendment opinion, because he required a government bailout in multiple of his companies. Everybody was like, remember when he loaned General Electric money at 10%? Wow, without government backing, according to David Stockman, General Electric would have been $1 a share. He got some great terms with Goldman Sachs. If AIG would have been allowed to go under, Goldman Sachs would have gone under.
Yeah.
If you look at American Express, if you look at Wells Fargo, Wells Fraud Co., if you look at all that stuff, all the companies, lots of them had government backing, government bailout. But he didn't see this coming. He required a government bailout. He's a buffoon. Sorry.
True.
He is.
True.
There you go. That's just my little thumbnail of Warren. But rich people would be in trouble. So I don't know exactly, but this executive order is worried about protecting the financial system of the United States, and it is a national emergency to deal with this threat. When you say national emergency, let's see, what's the oath that the people take in the military to protect from threats, both foreign and domestic?
That's true.
So guess what he could use? The military. Yes. Tasi Comitatus is suspended. We have an existential threat to the United States of America.
Interesting.
Interesting.
Kind of scary.
The Democrats are communists, period. All they can do, have you heard them say anything but what are the California sanctuary state? Have you heard anything? The Dreamers. We have to import people to vote for our crappy policies because we're Marxist. They're Marxist. They're communists. They support Antifa. Look at the NFL. Please, everybody, do not watch the Super Bowl this weekend, this coming weekend. Do not watch it. They are a Marxist organization. Black Lives Matter is Marxist communism, and NFL is biting down on the Marxism and communism. They won't say a peep about the exponential high murder rates in the black community, the exponentially, according to the FBI, high crime rates relative to the size of their population in the black community. They will say nothing about the 70% or more of unwed mothers, you know, families with no baby daddy, 70% of the time in the black community, will not say a word about it. It's the fault of the cops. Black Lives Matter, not Chicago. Social justice. That's talking about spreading out the money. Everybody gets paid the same no matter how much work they do. Social justice. Yeah, that's another buzzword for, let's call it what it is, communism, Marxism. And there's 100 million bodies you could dig up around the world that says, that didn't work too good for those people. 100 million is the number. So, you know, what we have is a threat to the Republic. We have a threat to the United States of America. And that's what this is, no more and no less, period, the end. And therefore, when you talk about Melody, can he cut a deal? Melody, could you cut a deal with the devil and say, listen, if you just leave me alone, do you think that'd be a deal you could cut? Or would you have to completely shut him out of your life?
Well, you know, I mean, I hope a deal's not made, but that's what they've done in the past. But I agree with you. I think it will be a fight to the death. There's no turning back now, and you're right, because he's in office. Even if he's in office 4 years, 8 years, he still has a life after that, and also his family.
I think
family.
He's going to be in 8 years.
Yeah.
And listen, when he walked into office,
you know, I didn't think he would be 8 years. I figured he'd be a four-term president. But if all of this unfolds, and we have these government positions open, and we have the collapse, yeah, he'll be 8 years.
If you could confiscate billions, if not trillions, of dollars from corruption, that'd be make your budget look pretty good, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Hey, we're out of town. We're out of time, Greg. That hour went by fast. I want to thank you for joining me. Thank you, Pastor Butch. I'll see you on Thursday for this segment. I want to thank the listeners for joining us today. And have a great night. Be safe, and God bless. Wealthy man, I would not.